visiting with Scott Johnson with the IHSA, our annual rite of passage as we get ready for the IHSA playoff pairings to be announced for the sport of football. The 256 playoff qualifiers announced Saturday night, and I know each year kind of it becomes a bigger and bigger and bigger event. And when you started many moons ago at the IHSA, Scott Johnson, did you ever think this production would get that big? Oh, the anticipation, they say, right?
Well, I guess that technology has brought along a lot of changes, and one of those is that everybody has instant access to a lot of information, and so they're eagerly awaiting, the announcement of the pairings, which we're happy to provide them in so many different forms now.
Well, and do you think that's the reason it is so big? Because football is different basically than all the other athletics and activities that the IHSA oversees, because not everybody gets into the football playoffs, and basically there's a postseason for every other activity or sport that you don't have to qualify for the postseason. Is that some of it, you think, with why there's so much interest with football and this night specifically?
I definitely think that's it. You know, I imagine if we had the same situation in other sports, it would be very similar with, you know, people waiting out to find out whether they're in or out. And a lot of people know whether they're in or out already, so they're waiting to find out who they're going to play in that first game, which is only 6 days away in a lot of cases.
Well, I know it's become such a big production for local radio, and there's anticipation from other local media sources with the newspapers and digital media access, and then through the IHSA's website at IHSA.org. And, you know, there's a statewide TV show with this as well. What about all that? I mean, a lot of people and a lot of entities devote a lot of time to this Saturday night with the playoff football pairings. Did you think that would get that big?
Well, I'm sure I would have to say no, because I didn't know, especially, that we would end up having a playoff show. And you can imagine the amount of time and effort that goes into producing the graphics and getting all the equipment set up and getting the talent, the on-air talent, arranging interviews with coaches ahead of time, and you got to pick folks that, you know, you think are going to be important enough that you want to talk about their situation in the playoffs, and trying to squeeze in information. I mean, they can't talk about all 256 teams, of course, but squeeze in as much information as they can. So that the effort that goes on with the TV show, greatly eclipses the effort that has to go on here in this office on Saturday, but I guess it all starts here.
Yeah, and it all ends there, too. So I know we're waiting with anticipation, and we've done this with you for a long time, and the way this works, you always do basically a simulation after the eighth week. We record this during the week leading up to week nine, and this week we're talking to you on Wednesday. So we're always interested in, one, kind of what the projection looks like with the enrollment classifications. And basically we're talking about the small school, the 1A, 2A cutoff, the 2A, 3A cutoff, and the 3A, 4A cutoff. And then the tiebreaker points, and basically that equates to the wins of the opponents on your schedule. That comes into play basically for those 5 and 4 teams that are on the bubble. All right, so let's first start with enrollment classification in terms of what your simulation shows there.
Sure. I guess I always give this caveat when we start. You know, the predictions made by the simulation may not be the best predictions, the predictions that a human would make. They're just trying to give us a sense of where these cutoffs will be. They generally do a pretty good job, but, you know, your mileage may vary. We have the 1A cutoff at 297, with the largest school being Warrensburg-Latham, and then the 2A cutoff at 424, with that being the Mid-County team from Rova. It's a co-op, and 3A being 572 with Kankakee Sierra being the largest school in 3A.
And I know you always talk down this a little bit and say, well, I don't know if this is going to be accurate. Most years, it's pretty darn close. And the other big issue right now is the tiebreaker. Again, that's the opponent's wins on your schedule. This comes into play with basically 5 and 4 teams. For example, last year, I think the tiebreaker was 39, and I think there were 17 5 and 4 teams that did not qualify. So what does the tiebreaker situation look like heading into the 2018 playoffs?
Well, it looks like the simulation has the cutoff at 36 points, which is a little bit lower maybe than it's been in the past few years, but certainly not historically low. We typically find with the simulation that maybe it tends to be a slight tick higher, so it could go up to 37, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to be in that range.
And then it's, in your simulation, how many 5 and 4 teams does it show then not making it?
Let's see here. I believe it's 12 5 and 4s that fall below that limit.
All right. So, yep. So again, all this information will be released, and we'll find out coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I think they list the 256 qualifiers around 5 o'clock Saturday evening. And just for backdrop, again here, Scott Johnson with the pairings when they're announced, 1 through 6A, I believe, is still the 1 through 16 brackets. Usually there's the classes, the individual classes are split up in 1 through 16 halves. That's 1A through 6A, 1A through 6A. And then I think they try to do 1 through 32 with 7A and 8A. Did I get that correct? And a little bit about that.
Yes, that is correct. And there's nothing for us to do really in the two larger classes, 7A and 8A. Once those teams are determined, we just basically press a button and they're paired. But in the smaller classes, 1A through 6A, our administrator for football, Sam Knox, has the very important job of dividing the state in half. And usually that involves drawing pretty much a straight line east and west. There are cases where it may not make sense to do that, but it's generally a fairly obvious place to draw a line east and west to divide the schools into 16 in a northern bracket and 16 in a southern bracket, and then those are paired accordingly.
All right. And another big night coming up Saturday night with the IHSA playoff pairings announced for the sport of football. Always a fun time of year. And, of course, the great website with all the information, IHSA.org. I know the IHSA has much to be proud of with that site, not only for this football stuff, but to all sports and activities in general. Scott Johnson, I'm going to give you another opportunity here. Plug your book. I know for our listening audience, Small School Culture with C.J. Witten and H.V. Porter, and of course H.V. Porter, his roots in education began down in the great city of Keysburg, and a great book that you authored in terms of C.J. Witten's story and H.V. Porter's story, a little bit about getting your hands on that book, and again, a little bit of focus on Keysburg, Illinois as well, which is neat for our listening audience.
Well, it was a fun book to write. You know, it's going to be a cult classic, I'm sure. if you're interested in history, if you're interested in how the IHSA got to be the way it is, and how these two gentlemen had a huge effect on high school sports, not only in Illinois, but across the country, because they were also in charge of the National Federation. It's a good read. I think you'd enjoy it. We'd love to have you buy the book and learn a little bit about us.
Yeah, and they can get the book, is that through the IHSA website or basically through the Amazon and places like that?
IHSA website is the best place to get it. There's a link to the IHSA store on the front page, and that will take you right where you need to go, or you can just Google Association Work is the name of the book, and my name, Scott Johnson, ought to take you right to the right spot.
Yeah, and again, I know we talked to you before, you know, a lot of the issues that we're dealing with in 2018 basically were a lot of the issues that the association was dealing with in 1918. I mean, it's a lot of the common themes, I guess, isn't it?
It never really changes, to be honest with you. And, you know, problems get resolved, but new problems crop up, and they seem to be in the same arenas. You know, in a lot of places, things have gotten worse, but I think people will realize as they read this book that they all stem from the same kinds of issues that these folks were dealing with 100 years ago now. I think if you have any interest in high school sports, you'll enjoy this book. But you got to be a history buff, too, I think.
Yeah, and there's a lot of small-town culture, I think, for our listening audience that would really appreciate that with H.B. Porter, his travel in education, and C.W. Whitten as well. Scott Johnson, always a pleasure. Thanks for helping us out again today.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.